Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Do you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters? Uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another, what I would perceive as another session of sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Anything exciting happen over the night? Yeah, I didn't think so, right? Oh, God. Seriously. This is, if you, I don't want to get into this too deep yet. But if you look at the consistency behind a major break behind Hunter Biden and then another bunch of charges coming out against Donald Trump, they almost line up perfectly. These guys are good. I got to give them credit. They are well-oiled, a well-oiled machine in attacking Trump on a regular basis. It's just amazing to me. Right? I mean, seriously. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Retired Major General Paul Valley will join us right after the break. You know, again, you're watching what's happening. You're watching the joint ventures, if you would, or the joint activities between Russia and China. How close they're getting to Alaska at times. How close they're getting to us at times. So is that really something, I mean, we should just blow up? No big deal, right? Anyway, I want to get the general's take on this because he has an inside track on this stuff. There's plenty of people that have been on, you know, that he's got connections with. And I'm always surprised at the information we get from him. And it usually, the reason I don't say always is I don't always keep up with all of it. But usually, it all turns out to be true. So I can't wait till he comes on in a few minutes. Really want to make sure I know what's happening. All right. The Georgia court has offered a new explanation how that, now, I was in the tech business 20 years, 20 plus years. And for a document to go up like that, Kimberly and I were talking about this last night. For a document to go up like that and then all of a sudden go down, doesn't happen. Somebody has to hit the button. Because unless you're not doing what everybody else is doing, these stories are put up there on the back end, and somebody has to release them. Somebody has to hit publish. Somebody has to tell it to publish at a certain time. This doesn't happen just because it happens. So now they're coming forward, you're saying, well, you know, this got a whole different feel to it, right? The Fulton County Clerk of Court's office, they've come up with a new explanation for the supposed fictitious indictment posted on the Georgia course. Now, here's the thing. They would tell you it didn't happen. The problem is there's just too many people grabbed a screenshot. Way too many for them to say no. On Monday afternoon, the Fulton County Court website posted a document that listed the same charges included in the indictment released last Monday. It included the charge of violating the Georgia RICO Act, solicitation violation of oath by a public officer, conspiracy to commit filing false documents, and others. Now, some of the sources who carried the news sources first reported on the document before the Fulton County Court removed it. They had to go through and take it down from several websites. Now, some of the officials called the document fictitious. And the warning that the documents that don't bear any official case number, filing date, and name of the clerk or courts are not considered official filings, should not be treated as such. Then how did they get on your website? Who put them there? Who put them up? The indictment was handed up, unsealed Monday night, but it had the same exact charges that were on the website. It had to come from within. There's no way it could have come from anywhere else. They can't explain it any different. Willis said, no, I can't tell you anything about what you're referring to when she was asked. What I can tell you is that we had a grand jury here in Fulton County. They deliberated until almost 8 o'clock, and if not right at 8, pretty darn close, the indictment was returned, and it was true built, and you know you have an indictment when it was signed off on. So again, somebody has to, how is this stuff getting out early? How is it getting pushed out early? Did they think they're going to damage him in any way, shape, manner, or form? The Fulton County Clerk of the Superior and Magistrate Courts said that midday on August 14th, a media outlet utilizing the Fulton County Press obtained a docket sheet and shared it with the other media outlets, who then released a sample working document related. They released it on your website? You mean the press has access to your website? None of this makes any sense. Well, it makes sense. But none of this is coming across like they want you to believe. Again, if this isn't a takeover of the government and turning it into everybody calls it a banana republic. I don't know. It's more like a mafia operation. All right, Paul Valley joins me. General Paul joins me right after the break. Don't go far.
Funny, because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
You live here?
Yes.
Or maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems a certain voodoo priest who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-55. Look, you send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Let me just get to him because I don't want to waste any of his time. Retired Major General Paul Valley joins me on the show, as he does from time to time, and got his pulse on what's going on, God, in China and Russia and what we're seeing happen right off our coast, both in Cuba and off the Alaskan coast. General, thank you so much for being with me. I so much appreciate your time.
Well, thank you, Joe. You know what hit me today, though, Joe, more than anything, is what happened in Lahaina, Hawaii. I think there's more to the story here.
Okay. Let us in.
I don't know. I don't know what it is, but I'm getting some feeds coming into our foundation that something happened there that was not, it was out of the ordinary, and it wasn't just somebody set a fire or the winds were developed from the hurricane, that it may have been intentional, but right now I'm not sure. So I just wanted to value that. I think there's more beyond the story that we're hearing.
I have people sending me stuff that I have to, on the show, be careful, right? And I keep telling them, you know, you're sending me things that, I get where you're going. I need some more proof, though. I can't just go on what you're giving me. And, you know, there are some things that bother me, too, is, you know, how the boats in the harbor, out in the harbor, how did they catch fire, right? I get the part, I live in California, so, you know, I get the part about the lines falling down, getting the brush, setting the brush on fire. But, my God, some houses were missed. Well, you know what I'm saying?
The other thing, there's all these other things going on, all these food factories that have been destroyed.
Yep.
The different fires around the country. I mean, Joe, it's something every day that's out of the ordinary.
Yeah, I agree with you. I totally agree. And you saw these farmers that somehow got quiet as of late, who were trying to be forced into adding the, you know, an mRNA type of vaccine to the beef.
Exactly.
And
yeah.
Some of them have stepped up and said, not going to happen. We're not going to do it.
And the push for manufactured foods rather than real foods.
Yeah.
I've been studying up on that a little bit. But, the Ukraine-Russia conflict, I'm still heading up the delegation for a ceasefire summit in Malta in September with 30 delegates. We're working on that still, and we need to bring that whole conflict to an end and stop funding these billions of dollars into Ukraine, which are just really being wasted and going into a very corrupt environment.
Yeah, but listen, why stop fighting if we're going to keep sending billions of dollars over to your bank?
Exactly, yeah. They're pocketing it. Like the cartels, they fence a lot of the money into real estate.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I wasn't aware of that. I don't believe that they're using all the money for what they say they're using it for. So I'm on the same side of you there.
Same time, we're depleting all of our ammunition and resources. NATO can't put three brigades online to do anything. So we're seeing the demise of NATO. We're seeing the European community basically caving. And then we see the strength now of the ties in what I call the Eastern Alliance with Russia, China, North Korea. We have India. We even have South Africa. So this whole new alliance is very anti-American and very pro-Russian and China. And I think people need to understand that we've destroyed all the relationships in the world, that nobody trusts us anymore. I'm sad to say that.
Well, what are you talking about? What I read from mainstream media is our relationship with our allies has never been stronger. I mean, which is evidenced by them not inviting us to some of these summits.
Yeah, exactly right.
I wish I could drink enough to have their viewpoint.
Well, we'll get you some vodka. But anyhow, I was watching last week. They had almost 60 countries in St. Petersburg, Russia, with the African nations and Russia. So Russia, Saudi Arabia, this whole new alliance with India, trying to destroy the U.S. dollar and forming a new currency backed by gold. So America's got to wake up, but I still, Joe, most Americans can't connect the dots of what's happening.
They can't connect the dots of what's happening at school. They can't connect the dots of what's happening right in front of their face. I mean, some of these parents that I've spoken with, not just in education, you know, our gas just hit a little over $6 a gallon here in California. You don't hear
$6.
That. Which is, Yeah, what your hearing is the national average is $3.47. Well, where? I'd love to go buy gas there, because right now I'm paying over $6 a gallon for my gas.
Think about what the truckers are paying for diesel just to haul goods back and forth.
You're right, and our food has gone up almost 40%. I feel it. You know, my wife takes care of my mother-in-law. I do a lot of the shopping, and I'm telling you, I can see it. I see the numbers that pop up on the register, and I know it's going up. So I can't imagine how people who are stuck on a fixed income have to make a decision. Do I take the bus? Do I take the car? What do I need to do to make sure I can keep food on the table for my kids?
No, exactly. You know, and it's amazing, too, the reports of people don't want to go back to work. They're staying away from work. They want to still do all this remote workplace. And we have companies and businesses going out of business. I don't know whether you saw the Embarcadero in San Francisco. They did a special on that last week. There are only two stores open in all of the Embarcadero downtown San Francisco, which is a very huge complex.
Yeah, we had a mall not far from us where I think you saw it in the news, where they had, 50 people go into the store, wipe it out?
Yeah, I saw that.
Right?
I saw that.
And AOC said it's because they need food. I didn't know that Nordstrom's had food aisles.
Yeah, they're taking all the suits and shirts and ties and underwear. I saw that last night on television, Nordstrom. But they're closing all these stores in the malls.
Yep.
They're moving out. They're not going to be there in Seattle, Portland, Los Angeles, San Francisco, Memphis, Tennessee.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's unbelievable. But where's the National Guard? Where are the governors? Where are the mayors? They're absent. They're AWOL.
No, I love the New York mayor. All of a sudden sees that there might be an issue with illegal immigration. We're going to go for a quick break. We'll be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far. A lot more with the general when we return.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. New York City Mayor Eric Adams is once again calling on all levels of government to accept asylum seekers.
State Senator Ayesha Wahab, who co-authored the legislation, says the Right to Safety resolution reaffirms the state's commitment to tackle gun violence.
This resolution calls for a limited constitutional convention on creating common sense gun regulations. 38 states must ratify the amendment.
It begins the process of updating the U.S. Constitution to enshrine 4 gun safety principles, raising the federal minimum age to purchase a gun from 18 to 21, mandating universal background checks, setting a reasonable waiting period for all gun purchases, and banning assault rifles for civilians. Nika Magahis.
President Biden will host the Prime Minister of Japan and President of South Korea at Camp David Friday. Secretary of State Antony Blinken made the announcement Tuesday, calling it a new era in trilateral cooperation between the nations. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain... I don't know what.
We are back. Welcome to you, host. I'm the pleasure. 855-real-0-855-732-5565. Get involved. Get engaged. Truly be part of the conversation. That way that you become part of the solution, right? I've always said to you, you really shouldn't, and I hear some of you and I just cringe, you really shouldn't get in these deep discussions with people about issues when you really have no knowledge. You haven't taken the time to learn, and that's what I try to do with you on the show. I'm not the smartest guy in the room. I already know that, okay? But I bring people on who have a clue, who have information, so that we're not out there looking like, you know, look, let me bring them on first. Always retired Major General Paul Valley joins me, as he does from time to time. And, you know, General, we were talking about Hawaii, right? And I won't get into it, but I had somebody send me a short video of a laser being shot into a house. And he said, this is coming from a alien ship that we can't see. We don't have the technology to see. And he's putting it out all over the place. And I'm saying, please don't. Right?
Yeah, right.
You make it so hard for anybody to take anything else seriously after that. And you know, between the flat earth and so you guys have got to stop. Because you're making it impossible for anybody to have a serious conversation about what's going on. You know what I mean?
I know what you mean, Joe.
Because I'm sure you fight some of this stuff, too.
It's absolutely insane.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we know airplanes. We have aircraft that can do laser-directed light amplification that can set fires. We know we have that in our aircraft. They're putting it up in satellites. I mean, I don't rule anything out today. I really don't. It's such a crazy world.
Yeah.
But we need to get our act together. America needs
in
to get
so
our
many
act
ways.
Together and stand
so,
up. Yes.
I hear that China and another country is looking to put a spacecraft on the moon. And, you know, they're not going up there just to tool around to see what they can grow, right?
No, they're gonna be beyond Chow Mein. That's for sure. No, they're gonna put something up, and it's gonna be very shortly. The Russians are working on putting something up around the moon. And I mean, these countries are very aggressive now, and India is part of that. So, again, we're looking at the dismantling of America, dismantling of Europe and NATO. And so that's what we're faced again. And if we don't get new leadership soon, we're really in a bad way.
Yeah. Well, the globalists, you know, I've been talking about this, but not at a fervent level. But I've been talking about this for a long time. It's kind of like the globalists now kind of have us where they want us. Because
sure.
Everybody's dependent on money flowing through. You know, I can remember in the late 70s, early 80s when schools were talking about the global economy and, you know, global marketing, and your kids are going to have to learn, of all things, Chinese, along with some other languages. But, you know, you see it now come to fruition Schwab, you know, he's out talking about how people are going to have to get used to the idea that they don't own property. They don't need to. They're going to be happy with what the government gives them. Are we that dull that we're not seeing this happen?
Well, we should, because of the domination now of the World Economic Forum and Klaus Schwab. And they've got their instruments of power, which are running the global financial system now. The two people that understand this are Putin in Russia and Xi in China. Mm-hmm. And they're not going to allow these globalists to take charge of a one-world government. They're just not going to do it. Where we stand by, and we're falling with the John Kerry's into wasting all this money on climate change, on all these ridiculous things, when we should be really concerned about being energy efficient and building our companies back again. And I'll tell you what, Trump's the only one that can do it.
Yeah, I agree with you. I want to go back to something I didn't really think about till you said it, which was Xi and Putin seeing what the globalists are trying to do, and they're going to push back against it because they want their own power. They won't have any if the globalists take over. I thought it was interesting that the German chancellor came out, and she read them the riot act as to, we're not giving in to the WHO again. We just need to say no. This is ridiculous. Look what they did to us. That kind of stuff. So there is some uprising, and not all from here.
No, that's right. That's right. And the Eastern Europeans are very aware of this, and they're standing up. Macron is very weak in France. Also, the Prime Minister in Great Britain, he's been following along with what Biden wants. That's why I see this whole new strong BRICS, which is a new financial system that people should read up about, BRICS, Brazil, Russia, India, and China, and now South Africa, and maybe other 40 other countries be joining BRICS.
God. Yeah, people don't realize it, and I don't know if they slipped it out, let it slip on purpose, but you talk about the World Economic Organization. They were talking, and you only get this stuff in snippets, right? And they were talking about the digital currency and how it would allow them, maybe to just set it, that it would allow them to control what you can purchase, what you can't purchase, so they can make sure that you're purchasing the things that are good for you. Like, wait a minute, what? You're going to...
Yeah. Well, Joe, look in California. Look at all the malls. Look at all the small businesses. They're vacant now.
Yeah.
Just like I said, the Embarcadero, which was mostly small business, medium-sized businesses selling shoes, shirts, whatever. And they're all closing down. All these malls, you go to the malls, I'm sure in California, many of them look like ghost towns.
Well, you know, the city of Los Angeles couldn't learn from the city of San Francisco, and what they've decided to do, all their regulations in L.A., has made a lot of these businesses close down or you know, forced them to close down, if you would. And what I think is hilarious right now is L.A. has considered a vacancy tax. So if you don't get your store, your storefront, your building, if you don't get people in those spaces within 90 days of them vacating, you're going to be charged a tax equivalent to what they would get if there was a business in there.
Yeah, and who's going to pay the tax?
Thank you.
Who's going to pay the tax?
My God. So, All right. Yeah. Let's come close to home, because you've always been good at calling this stuff. You see Trump, last night I covered his right. indictments, but I was like, you know, my God, people in the deep, what do you want to call them, the deep state, the ones that are actually running the country, I mean, for right. them to come down or hand down this load of garbage, and somebody was even suggested that, you know, if Trump doesn't show up, which you and I know he will, but if he doesn't show up, they'll go put him in handcuffs and drag him there. And I'm going, look, people, relax. Number one, Secret Service isn't going to let them put him in handcuffs. That's number one.
That's exactly right.
Right? Then number two is he'll show up, and if they did something like that, if they threw him in jail, all of a sudden you couldn't see him or couldn't find him.
That's not going to happen.
What?
That's not going to happen. The Secret Service will not allow that to happen.
Yeah. Yeah, I got it. I just tell people, you know, when is the spark? What's going to spark a physical, you know, a physical war between Americans over this? I don't see any other way it's going to go if they keep doing what they're doing to him. Because he's right. They're not doing it to him. They're doing it to the rest
of us.
They're trying to scare us into keeping your mouth shut. Right? Government's going to do what it's going to do. I feel like we're in the mafia.
Joe, it's all going to come to pass within the next 14 months.
Okay.
That's where we're at, the next 14 months. They're going to do everything they can, maybe not even to have an election, create a national disaster, so they'll put off the election. That's what they're up to. And as I said, I don't see Obama, Kamala Harris being on the ticket. So be prepared, ladies and gentlemen, for the next 14 months. Take care of your money, take care of your family, because we're in some rough times, and it's going to be something that America's never faced before.
Well, yes, not like this. You know, I've told people, we have been in the dire positions in this country before. The only difference is we didn't have as many soy boys. Okay, we didn't have this information that travels at the speed of light that people believe that pops up on their phone. People aren't doing, they're not doing any real research anymore. Now what they're doing is they're Googling it. Well, who do you think is controlling how and the type of information you're getting?
Well, also, Chuck.
Hold on.
We got to
go for a hard break. Be back in a minute. Joe, okay. Senior host. Don't go far. The general will still be with us after the break.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was
worried. I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I really do appreciate the time you spent with me. But I want to get him back on here real quick. Retired Major General Paul Valley joins me, as he does from time to time. He's got a real pulse on the finger what's going on. Hey, General, before we get, I want to finish your thoughts on how information flows, but somebody just sent me a little clip, and, you know, while we were on break, and the sound from the Sound of Freedom. And they said, Joe, notice that anything that has to do with a good moral issue, the left has to rip it apart. And apparently one writer said that the Sound of Freedom is a movie for white nationalists with brain damage, white male nationalists with brain damage.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, so saving kids from this known issue. This is not just a known issue. Yeah, I can go back and pull up comments made by people on the left, a dozen comments from people you and I know that have said this is a real serious issue. This is a real problem that needs to be dealt with. But this is what they do. They try to shame us. They try to shame people doing these things. I don't know. It came through, that's right, and made me nuts.
But we're dealing in reality here with the kids and the sex trafficking, and we know it exists. We know the cartels are back of it. They're tied into a number of outlets in our major cities. They have found these houses, safe houses they call them, in Phoenix and Tucson, that have been filled with these kids. They parcel them out, and it's all about money, greed, and it's happening. And so, Joe, we deal with reality. I mean, there's a lot of educated people I associate with. I see here where I live, and they're clueless about what's going on. They can't connect the dots. You talk to them, and they think it's all a conspiracy. But that's the problem we have.
I'm with you. I think that to a degree, though, I got to tell you, General, I think we've created this to a degree. And I say that because since I've been doing the show, I've had certain people tell me, you know, the stormtroopers were coming up the street, the economy was going to collapse, they were going to come in and knock your front door down, take your guns away from you. Mm-hmm. And these are people that you and I both know that, you know, write regularly in some of the papers. So you go, when they read this stuff, you can see after a while, even educated people are going, yeah, you know what, you guys have been saying this for years. You know, some of you are just way off here. And that's why I tell people, don't do that. Do what you know is truth. Do what you know is actually happening right now. And then they'll start believing with the rest of the stuff. It's my own personal opinion. That's where I see it going.
Well, I agree. And that's why I wrote the book Reality Prism, that we have to solve our problems looking through a reality prism rather than a political prism. Our new book will be out probably October, and it's called The Invisible Treason in America. But it isolates and targets exactly what's been happening with people in our government, where we used to have, if you look back at 1776, our forefathers, the Constitution, they looked at treason being conducted by individuals, aiding and abetting an enemy. Now we have group treason going on. When you look at what's happening with the militarization, the politicization of the FBI, we look at the Justice Department. All of this at our federal government level right now, actually, they're aiding and abetting the enemies. They're aiding and abetting the Chinese Communist Party, who influenced our elections in 2020 to a great degree. So our new book called Visible Treason will be out in October, but we really nail everybody on this who's conducted treason to dismantle and destroy our Constitution and actually dismantle America as we know it.
Well, at this point, the only salvation we have, you know, from a government standpoint, is the military would have to step in, and there's nobody from the military that would do that, I would imagine, at this point.
Well, that's an interesting point. I had a discussion with the group today when you called. I was on a conference call, and we talked about that. We don't have generals and admirals today. None of them have won a war since World War II. They've all gone woke. We can't depend on any four-star to stand up to anything today against what's happening. And we see it in our academies. We see it in the armed forces. Readiness is down. Recruiting's down. Morale's down. They've introduced this LGBTQ, whatever, transgenderism into the military. They've mandatory COVID vaccines. And they won't take these people back into the military who were released because they wouldn't take the jab.
Right.
I mean, it's not good.
I loved when Trump said that not only would he hire them all back, but he would also give them back pay.
Absolutely. And they should be.
I agree with him. I don't disagree with him at
all. But they're not
going to
come back. They're not going to come back. They don't want to serve under these generals and admirals. No.
The first thing he would, and then we're just talking here, but I think the first thing he should do if he gets reelected is wipe that whole group of people out. Just wipe them out.
Well,
let them go. You know, put them in retirement, then put them in handcuffs.
I'd bring about 10 generals back who were trained by the World War II generals
and I'd put them in charge because they understand duty, honor, country. That's what I would do, and I would wipe off probably every 3- and 4-star, retire them, put them out to pasture.
Yeah, I've read more articles, short articles about generals these days. It's just amazing to me. All right, I got you off the beaten path here. We're talking about how information flows, and if you think about it, you know, back in the days of Walter Cronkite, back in the days when, you know, liberals still ran these things, the stories weren't as in your face, and they weren't coming to you as fast. And I'll even give some of the libs back then who really put the facts out there and let you figure it out on your own. But right now, when you look at how information flows, when you look at how you, whether you're Googling something or finding stories, and the joke I like to do is I go over to MSNBC, I go over to Fox, and then I go over to, like, Newsmax, and you can see how they title the same stories, and it gives you an idea of how they're pushing the info. So when you realize that 98% of these news sources, the sources that are putting out information, are owned by lefties, are driven by lefties, and many of them are on the same page, we've got to find a new way to get our info. We've got to find a new way to educate our kids and other people, don't we?
Well, listen, I was hired by Roger Ailes 1 week after 9/11 in Fox. I was the first military guy that Roger hired. He knew how to run an operation. The Murdochs that are running Fox right now, their ratings are down. They're going to hell. I do watch Newsmax a little. But I can tell you that it's a shame to see what's happened to Fox News.
Oh, totally agree with you. Totally agree with you. And the sad part about it was you knew even before, guys like Brett Baer seemed to be putting out unbiased reporting, if you would, very, very matter-of-fact kind of thing. And he's gone different, too. I don't know if this was already there or this is the new culture at Fox News driving these people or pushing these people in that direction.
Well, yeah, it is. It's a new culture, and Brett Baer's a part of it.
Yep.
Even Sean's bought into it. Tucker didn't buy into it. That's why he's gone.
Yeah, I don't know, General. All right. We only got a couple of minutes left, and I want to get back to, for a moment, China now being on our doorstep in Cuba. And, they're trying to say that this all started under Trump. I'm not buying that in any way, shape, manner, or form, but you can tell me I'm wrong.
Well, Trump actually checkmated China, as you know, and he set up a situation and a relationship with Xi over there that they understood Trump was a strong leader and they weren't going to get away with anything. And we actually put China in its place. We had him back off of Taiwan. We had him back off a little under Silk Belt Road Initiative. But now they're going full blast across the world because they know they can roll over Biden and the United States. And so the threat still is against Taiwan. Whether they'll take Taiwan down this year or next year, we don't know. But they're continuing to proceed to get all the minerals they can out of Africa, out of Afghanistan. And so China's on the move, but they're very smart. They have their problems economically. There's no doubt about it. But they're controlling a lot what's happening in the world right now.
Yeah, I heard they were hurting tremendously financially. Right now, but I don't really. I go back to what I always say to you. You've heard me say it before. I don't understand how this actually works from a standpoint. You know, the money. There's no money moving hands. Nobody's backed up their money by gold anymore. It's just numbers on a piece of paper.
Only China and Russia are. China and Russia are. They're buying all the gold they can.
Really?
Yep.
God bless. And we're, yep. we're sitting there with empty gold stalls. And,
we just keep printing money, Joe. We just keep printing money.
I don't think we have to do that anymore. All right, tell people where they get more information about you and your organization, please.
Well, thank you first for having me on. They can go to standupamericaus.org, standupamericaus.org. Support us, donate. We do a lot of great things for America. We are standing up for our country.
Yeah.
So any help will be appreciated.
Yep, you always do, and I always appreciate you coming on. All right, people, you stuck with me the next hour, and I got a lot I want to beef about. We'll be back in a few minutes. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show. We'll be right back. Always love having you on the show, gentlemen.